Blog Talk Radio.
Averages of the batsmen, and they have never really lit the world on fire. They've had good moments, and whilst I understand the optimism that the team would have done well, realistically, when you look at those statistics and you see where they would have done well, most of them hadn't done well in England before, except in 2017. The condition was always going to be against us once. And look at our batsmen and look at their records in regional cricket. Not many of them average even 40 in regional cricket, when pitches are flat, the ball doesn't do much. You may have two or three good teams on any of our regional teams. And these guys are struggling to average more than 40, right? And never really continues to be the best batsman in the region year after year in terms of averages. And I'm not considering it a flop saying that he should be selected. I'm just using him as a reference. He's the only regional first class cricketer that will probably have an average of his own. So they don't have a first class average. That really is going to give you a really lot of confidence when they are at that level, that they are going to do that. So it's a big progress. They are basically putting the screen on the floor. And to ask them to conquer the English in English conditions over a 3-match period was asking in my mind not much. One would have expected that they would have had a test match here and there where they do well with things quick. But that largely was dependent on the industry for a very low squad, hoping that our batsmen showed up. And they didn't have any success in the position in one occasion that we scored more than 300 runs in the series. So the total, to be honest, the total is just below a few hundred. That is a reflection of what they are capable of, right? The ask of us is to score 350 and 400 runs in English conditions. It's been unrealistic. And I think that goes back to what's happening in regional cricket. We don't have a good, a strong domestic tournament that shapes them. And most of them are making it onto our international guys who are mediocre as well. So they are learning to free the thing along, and it's going to take a long time. We still don't have proper cricket academies that are holding these skills of these players. And let's not forget, we haven't played cricket for a few months because of COVID.
Start your show now for this one to hear.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
You would have brought in and look at Cornwall, for instance, the one change that comes just came in, right? Cornwall didn't get a wicket, he looked out of form. You know how those players you brought in, you run the same producing the results and you get that lost that Cornwall later. So you had this, I think, in the sense of the technical team. They didn't have too many of them, but they keep on playing those guys who were already playing.
Some measure of match fitness, right? I know the talk is about Shannon Gable and his fitness. Shannon Gable got the most wickets for us in the series. In the second test match, Sibley was struck off Shannon Gable, told him when he was on about 70 at a crucial time. He went on to